If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We've got a lot to talk about here today. Tonight is Monday Night Raw. We have a full lineup for the show coming up tonight. 7 segments announced, and there has also been a stipulation added to one of the matches. So we'll talk about that. We also had a busy weekend of shows. We had the AW Collision and Rampage shows, SmackDown with the return of Roman Reigns. My God, this man is over, this Roman Reigns. So we'll tell you about that, how that leads into this Wednesday's Dynamite and the All-In show August 25th in London. We've also got a bunch of news from AEW. Triller offering some pay-per-view bundles for those of you that are AEW fans, which is interesting with this television deal soon to be announced. We have MJF talking about the incident with Britt Baker, so we shall talk about that here today. Bryan Danielson gave his thoughts on his future. Every time this dude does an interview about his future, oh man, we'll tell you about that. And the latest on the G1 tournament, Seth Rollins, and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. You can subscribe there for a lot of exciting content that you won't get anywhere else, and plenty of other ways to contact us. Back in a moment with Mike Sempervivi and more, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My God, how old are we?
Pretty old.
Look at these shirts.
I know.
God.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
After this show, one of us is going to the beach and the other person's going to be thinking about it.
Mm.
You know you are.
I'm actually not, but...
Really?
I'm going to get my kid's hair cut.
No. I'd still be thinking about the beach. That's where
I'm at. I will be when that happens. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. With more streaming providers now offering AEW pay-per-views, Triller is attempting to lead the pack by rolling out two separate pay-per-view bundles that will save money for fans. The former Fight.TV is packaging together this month's All In with All Out for $84.99, a 15% discount for buying the two separately. They also announced plans to offer a triple-pack bundle of the final three AEW pay-per-views of the calendar year: Wrestle Dream, Full Gear, and World's End. The bundles provide a significant discount of over 25% compared to buying the individual pay-per-views separately, making them an excellent way to enjoy All Elite's slate of regular pay-per-view programming. Now, obviously this is interesting because we should be getting news of a TV deal at any time. Tony, he keeps, you know, we got the biggest announcement in the history of AEW coming. I mean, he's pretty much said that. It has to be the TV deal. I mean, what else would it be? There's nothing bigger than that. Certainly no signing or anything. So
Vince McMahon walks out and he hugs him. That's the only thing that would be bigger.
I don't even think that's bigger, brother. I don't think that's bigger. So the point of all of this is, you know, one of the things that I know that he wanted was the something involving pay-per-view. And
a pay-per-view component.
Now, he, you know, we asked him about this when he was on the show. I said, you know, should we read anything into this? You probably won't answer. And he said, no, I will answer. And he said, there's nothing to read into it. So he says there's nothing to read into it. But right now they're offering it on Bleacher Report, YouTube, pay-per-view.com, and Triller. So, I mean, if there's a pay-per-view component that's coming out in a week, that's going to kind of throw everything, I don't know, maybe that'll start in 2020. God, what is it?
2025. 2025.
God, I actually am old. Just realized it.
You
so anyway,
Netflix ready? By the way,
I've had Netflix for a long time.
Oh, okay.
So that's a story on that. More ways to bundle your pay-per-views for all of the sickos out there. Those sickos.
Hey, Yeah, it doesn't affect anybody that's paycheck to paycheck and, you know, is wondering if they can get it that Saturday or Sunday. It doesn't affect them, but the, you know, hardcore people that can afford to do it, if you're going to buy them anyway, go ahead and take the discount. If you've been ordering them through Triller anyway, I probably am going to hold out and wait and see what happens with YouTube TV, because that's an easy way for me to order it. So I'll see who else decides to jump on board. But now that Triller has, I'm sure it's something AEW would want, because at least you know the money that you have coming in. And I guess in some ways, how hard to sell it to everybody else who hasn't yet, although that really shouldn't make a difference.
Well, MJF publicly addressed the backstage incident with Britt Baker for the first time. Happened on July 17th. It's August 12th here. Faced Will Ospreay that night. MJF confirmed to Cultaholic that the incident happened, but he indicated the details like him barging into the women's locker room and punching a wall are untrue. Well, that's not exactly untrue. He says, "Tell me if this passes the smell test. I barge into a woman's locker room. I scream in the face of a 110-pound woman. I physically threaten her by punching a wall in her vicinity. And I don't get suspended," he said. "Does that pass the smell test to you? Almost everything that was written didn't happen. Everybody has coworkers at work they might not get along with. I have a feeling this was blown out of proportion because all of the English wrestling commentary pieces that make money off of people like me, who are far more rich and talented and handsome and humble, need clickbait. I can sit here and say wrestling is a very competitive sport," he said. "Breeds a level of insecurity like no other. However, I can easily put over any talent, regardless of whether or not I like them as a human being. I can sit here. I can tell you Britt versus Mercedes at Wembley August 25th. It's going to be an epic match. We should all be excited to watch it. I don't have to like all of my coworkers, and that's fine. But yeah, dude, that stuff was wild to read." So,
has anyone poured more into the clickbait environment than the AEW locker room as a whole and in general?
Well, listen, here's the thing. So the story that initially came out, there were actually many stories all over the internet, and some of them had some truth to them. Some of them did not have some truth to them.
Fanfic.
And I wouldn't say fanfic, but it's more like what happened.
People were taking stuff and really running with it and then like doing these dissertations. Well, listen, where it was like,
The issue was what happened, when and where, okay? Most of the details that came out were true, in the sense that the things happened, but when and where they happened and why and all of that, listen, I wasn't in the room. I don't know what happened, okay? I know that within AEW, there are people that like MJF. There are people that really do not like MJF. There are people who like Britt Baker. There are people who do not like Britt Baker. And so we got a situation here where everybody has a side and everybody is sympathetic to certain people based on what they know, what they saw, who they like and don't like, etc. But I mean, I guess what I can say here is what I would say, and this is kind of the same thing with that, with Brawl Out, okay? Everybody picked a side, you know, but there were like certain facts that, like, I would say were kind of undisputed. Like, it was never disputed that Punk started the fight. I mean, even he admitted that. So, I mean, what I can say about this from talking to a lot of people, and there were a lot of witnesses, a lot of people have talked to a lot of people. What I can say is, like, this is what I can say factually. It happened before the match. I remember that when the first thing came out, there were people that said that it occurred after the match. And then people were like, well, how was she talking about the match? Or anyway,
the fan the point is about they're going 60.
It happened. Yeah. It happened before the match happened. Okay. Britt and a number of the women were in the locker room. What they said, I don't know. Alicia texted Max, who was with Ospreay. I believe Ospreay went to the locker room first. Nobody stormed in. They did knock. They went in to discuss it. Ospreay was upset.
Called her bruv. Oh my God. If he called her bruv.
And then, you know, I did hear one side that said that, you know, once he talked to Britt about what they were, whatever, like they're okay now. Not the case with MJF. MJF apparently went in and he was upset. But then he left the room. He went into another area away from all of the women in the locker room. He did punch a wall there. And then later, Britt showed up and they had their big argument afterwards. Okay? Now, as far as like what happened here, when it first came out, what was reported, people were sympathetic to Britt. Okay? I know there are people that were not sympathetic to Britt. But I do know that a lot of people felt, okay, hold on a second. A brawl out. CM Punk, Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, everybody. Everybody involved got suspended, okay? What did Kenny Omega do? Like, literally all sides agree. The only thing that guy did was get bit. And like he was trying to help the dog. But he was suspended.
By the dog.
He was suspended. We had the Jack Perry thing. Both guys, you know, well, Punk would have been suspended, but he was fired. Both guys punished. You know, we had like, I think it was Andrade and Sammy.
Sammy.
Both guys. Andrade. Like, who threw the first punch? Whatever happened, whatever happened. Whoever didn't start it still got suspended. And so the people sympathetic to Britt were like, the same thing. It was like, well, whoever started it, whoever said what, I mean, they both should have been suspended. That's the way it's always been. And of course, you know, one of the issues is some people do have an issue with MJF and they feel like he gets to do whatever he wants. And so they felt like that. Why? Like, they didn't say that Britt shouldn't be suspended, but they were like, if she gets suspended, he should also be suspended. And if he's not suspended, she shouldn't be suspended either. Why is only one person suspended when in every other case where this has ever happened, both sides are? So that was the sympathy towards Britt. What she said, I don't know. I do know that there's a thing that MJF believes that she said, and other people say she didn't say it. So, I don't know. But anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So I don't know if there's anything more to add to it other than they did have Britt back last week for that promo, but she wasn't in the building. So they must have done a pre-tape somewhere. And she is in the building this Wednesday. This will be the first time they're all back in the building together. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Exciting.
Hopefully everyone just does their job.
That would be good.
Gets along just fine.
And complains to people that won't then release that information to others because, again, you know, AEW's had a lot of real high highs and some lows, and this is the first true wrestling company on a national scale where it's a different generation. It's a different sociology, you know, as far as how people deal with each other, then how they, you know, work through that, and the fact that they'll say things on social media. Because if you think about it, what did it benefit MJF to come out and say anything at all? You know, there is a side where shake it off, don't say anything, don't feed into it, don't bother. And that's not usually the case with him or with a lot of people, especially with AEW, because it seems to be there's a, you know, they're much looser to do what they'd like. But unfortunately, I think just too many times, I mean, when you tell the history of AEW, how many times are you telling the story about a personal conflict that's got nothing to do with the wrestling or the business or any of that sort of stuff? There's always high drama taking place. And for a guy like Tony Khan, who came up in the internet age and who was big into forums and all that stuff, and he's talked about it. Some of this is good. And in a way, yes, sometimes tension, all the time, to have a little bit of tension is good, to bring up the best out of people and to have personal issues and people wanting to, again, Michaels and Bret Hart were a great example of that. Things got too far. But one thing that was everybody benefited from was the fact that they got the best out of themselves when they went out there. And unfortunately, in AEW's case, that either hasn't been the case because people have quit or been fired or not been back in the ring with each other. Or you have an issue where, again, it's like this, where it overshadows everything else. I don't know.
We had a Bryan Danielson interview on the Nikki and Bree show. It says, when Danielson challenges Swerve, the stipulation is if he doesn't win the title, he'll never wrestle again. He said, there's this small portion of our kids' lives where they actually want us there. Soon, and I see it with my friends and my sister, all that kind of stuff. All of a sudden, Birdie, she's 7 now. She's going to turn into a teenager, and she's going to be doing other things. Now she wants Daddy there all the time, and I want to be there for that. Also, my body is broken down. The odds are I'm probably going to have neck surgery before the end of the year. This is what he said on the podcast. This was not the interview he did on Collision. Pro wrestling thing, it's been incredible. Hard to imagine my life without it for the past 25 years. But it's a lot easier to imagine my life going forward without me wrestling. Actually hard for me to imagine me keeping doing this, especially with the last year. I've had herniated discs in my back, tore the labrum in my shoulder, broke my arm, required a rod and 9 screws, had 2 fractures in my orbital bone, just recently hurt my neck real bad. That was in April. So it's like all of those things, when I started at AEW, I was like, I'm invincible. When it turns out, maybe not so invincible. Is he claiming here that the neck injury was from the Tiger Driver? Is that what he's saying here? When he's rattling off his list of injuries, I hurt my neck really bad in April. Are we mixing reality with kayfabe here? So anyway, that's his interview on the podcast, the Nikki and Bree show, leading to him fighting for the world title at Wembley in the main event.
This guy, well, there's a part of him that wants to retire so bad. But then there's that other part of him that just will never be able to give it up. And there is a personal internal struggle taking place within Bryan Danielson. Don't tell me there's not. There has got to be. There has got to be. With everything he has gone through, all of the injuries, with his family. Storyline or not, if he's hyping it up here during this podcast that he did, I'm sure they do want him there. I'm sure his daughter does want him there. I'm sure his wife does want him home and in one piece and being able to walk on the beach 30 years from now together hand in hand and not just dragging his carcass along. You know what I mean? So, you know, we'll see. Is this playing all into the match? Yes, it is, I guess, in some way. But again, there's always that part with Bryan Danielson where it's like, you know, honestly, you don't have to keep doing this.
Listen, and honestly, I hate to say this, but don't be a mark. I'm listening to this here, yeah. And listen, I'm sure that he's got a lot of injuries, okay?
You but are like, so insistent that this guy's going to wrestle till he's
dude,
dead.
Dude, there's 4D chess going on right here, and here's the problem. Yes, I understand what he's probably doing here. He's convincing you that he's retiring, and then you're surprised when he wins the title. That's all fine and good, okay? But the issue is, that's all fine and good when you're surprised when he wins the title. But how is any of this selling tickets to see him fight for the title at Wembley? That's my issue. I don't see people listening to this interview and going, oh, he's about to retire and he needs neck surgery this year. I shall invest in this pay-per-view to see him win the world championship and then go on a long reign. Like, is anybody... Is
no,
anybody buying
like
the pay-per-view
he's
for this match
you,
at this point?
Telling you to invest in it because it might be his last match because his neck might give out and he might just fall into a big ball of jelly in the middle of the ring, you know?
Why would you do a stipulation? Here's my question. Why would you do a stipulation that if I lose, I will never wrestle again if his intention is to retire after winning? Why wouldn't it just be, this is my last match, win, lose, or draw? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He's winning the title, and he's going to continue wrestling, okay? He's going to go on, and he's going to defend the title. I don't know when he's going to lose it. They've never really done the short-term
thing. When his neck gives out, that's how he does it.
No, if his neck was that bad, they ain't letting him do this.
No, I'm
They're
telling
not
you,
letting
but
him
that's
do this.
The storyline, is he wins it. He finally gets it. We got the Bryan Danielson we really want. There'll be idiots like us who will say, well, maybe he should not, like, put other people over so much, all that. And then he'll lose the title by world's end to whoever he hands it off to, and they play up the fact that he's getting older and he's getting a little slower, but at least he won that. Now we can go on the Bryan Danielson dream wish tour where he gets to do everything that he wants at Arena Mexico and Arena Nakilpan and the Budokan and wherever else he wants to go.
Renegade here says he's winning the title and then retiring and vacating the belt, calling it. Well, call it, brother, because you're wrong. I mean, literally, he said on television, it will be my last year as a full-time wrestler. He's stated he is not retiring. He's just no longer a full-timer. We don't even know what that means. I mean, how often does he work anyway? He's not a full-timer now. He's very much a part-timer. So he's going to be more a part-timer. He's going to do 6 matches a year, 4 matches a year. Like, we don't know. They have not made any of this clear. And my point, and I make this point every time I see a Bryan Danielson interview, is this selling tickets to Wembley? And the answer to me appears to be no. I could actually probably find out. Let's see how Wembley's doing.
Because they got too cute. Why do you need all of this storyline back behind in any way? You can tell the story of a broken down, nearly towards the end of his career, Bryan Danielson being pushed by Jeff Jarrett, getting that one last chance to go, and I don't know if I can do it. I really don't know. I have doubts. I'm hurt. I'm busted up. And Swerve twisting the knife. That's all you kind of needed to build towards this match instead of some people thinking it's a retirement match, other people thinking, well, even if he loses, he's going to continue to wrestle. He's going to... I mean, you could have just made it a title match with an old-school type of story and do it that way instead of having all this other stuff to cloud it.
All right, according to WrestleTix, the show is at 45,000 right now. And in the last 8 days, they sold 500 tickets. So
you can't put that on him, though, or this story.
No,
I mean, honestly, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts here.
I mean, I'm not blaming him.
Because in that case, then are you really going to hammer Samoa Joe for cratering the ratings as AEW world champion? Or is it more of he was really good and doing his part at a time where a lot of things weren't happening? There is no Roman Reigns there who can walk in and spike things to that kind of level. So I get what you're saying. You're right. It's not, but it's also then you take that part and you plug it into a bigger problem with a lot of these matches leading into the show. And are they selling tickets?
Lenny thinks his whole career ends at Wembley. How many times has Lenny been wrong? Can we get a tracker? Jared, can we get a tracker of some sort that I can put up on the screen? I mean, my God, have we forgotten the quarter deal that we were so painfully wrong about? I mean, my God. Guy is not retiring at Wembley. Do you all understand? And then what's the spin going to be when he doesn't? To explain all of this that led up to it. That you were just surprised? You were surprised that he didn't retire? That's what it's going to be? Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to get the Lenny tracker going here at some point. I'm going to figure out how to do it.
Would this not have been a lot simpler just with the old man going after the title and the young buck who wants to keep it? You know, wouldn't it just have been just as simple to go in that direction?
Hmm. Plans change, this guy said. No, I've been telling you this whole time what's going to happen. What are you going to tell me when it happens? All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
They're just messing with you today, boss.
What are you talking about? I'm doing the Lenny tracker.
Well, WWE not being hot.
Jay White is winning for sure. Roman Reigns is beating Cody for sure at Mania.
Oh, my God.
Danielson is retiring at Wembley for sure. WWE is not hot.
Not hot. That's the one.
I got another one. I got another one he loves to do. Fans sit on their hands during WWE shows. Where were you this weekend, brother? Did you watch Collision and SmackDown back-to-back? You're going to tell me that the problem is that WWE fans are sitting on their hands? Dude, I was watching SmackDown, and, like, the show opened with Cody, okay? Now, granted, Cody, you know, he's a worker. But, like, they screamed and cheered and went so wild for this guy that he was moved to tears. Like, they wouldn't stop screaming for him.
Didn't
he was
have to work
so
out.
Over. Like, it was ridiculous. And then the show ends with the return of Roman Reigns. You want to guess what kind of reaction this guy got? I'm sitting there watching this going, is he more over than Cody as a babyface right now? He actually might be.
Yes.
He was so over. And I sat there and I thought, you know what? They have not had a period. Like, this is bigger than the Attitude Era. Yeah, I know when you go to school, like, your friends aren't wearing Austin 316 shirts or whatever. But in terms of, like, revenue, in terms of where they rank on television, in terms of, like, everything, they are so hot right now. And they have two impossibly over baby faces. You have to go back to Rock and Austin to find another period in WWE history where they had two people as over as Roman Reigns and Cody at the same time. This was completely nuts.
I don't know. Snitsky and Heidenreich were pretty big.
Bro, if they do, like, they could sell out the Royal Rumble in a stadium with, like, just Roman Reigns and Cody teaming together to take on the Bloodline. Like, they're going to do that match at some point, and that thing is going to be gigantic.
And guess what? If tickets aren't selling that great, you know what you do? You dangle in the specter of The Rock coming back, and then that will do it if you need it to seal the deal, which they wouldn't need to. But look, you may not like everything they do up and down that show, but in times like this, it doesn't matter. People forget about in the Attitude Era how awful a lot of the stuff was.
Oh, yeah, it's very romanticized. Those shows, those Attitude Era shows, like, a guy here goes, I'm bored to tears watching these shows. Brother, how old are you?
Wait till Jerry Flynn gets in the block for you, brother.
Go back to 97, 98, 99. I mean, these Raw shows were horrible. But they had great main events, and they had two over guys. Mm-hmm. The quality of the shows today is miles beyond the Attitude Era.
And they haven't even used the Zamboni yet. They have not even broken out the bag of tricks in a while, and I don't want to hear that about the Prime vehicle. You know, I thought we were getting close to it when Kevin Owens and Randy Orton started driving around in the golf cart. But they haven't even done those types of things that then, again, if they're done correctly, like Kurt Angle with the milk truck, or Austin with nearly anything that he did, they become iconic moments. And can you imagine Cody Rhodes and some sort of mini Wheatley bus making his way to the ring or something like that? Everything is clicking right now for him, and it's not going to last forever, because that's one thing we definitely know. There are ebbs and flows in this world, and there are peaks and valleys. And right now, AEW, we know they're in a valley, and WWE is still peaking right now. It's been, what are we going on, about 2.5 years now, whatever it's been. But you can say what you want about the Bloodline storyline. Objectively, it was good for WWE. May not be good for what you like as a fan, but it's worked, period.
All righty. Do we have the Lenny counter up yet there? Are you still working on it? There we go. Number of times Lenny has been wrong. 4.
We need a sound effect.
There's actually more than that. That's the big ones that we've remembered here, but we need to keep that. Anybody got any more? What have we gotten? Somebody help me out here. Got Adam. All right. Well, let's see what else we had. So SmackDown's got a bunch going on. We'll talk about that first. It was way more newsworthy than Collision. So Cody ends up offering a title match, Bash at Berlin, to Kevin Owens, who is his friend. Kevin Owens, a babyface, does not want to be gifted this title shot. He makes an argument about how he does not deserve it right now. And Cody says, I'm going to go talk to Nick Aldis. I'm going to make this happen. And, man, Kevin is not happy. So they go backstage, and they're arguing. Kevin doesn't want the match, doesn't think it's right. And Aldis says, well, that's okay. I've been waiting for Roman Reigns. And now Kevin's like, what? Roman Reigns? What has this guy done? He hasn't even been around since WrestleMania. How is he coming back for a title shot? The automatic rematch clause has been gone for years. There have been people who have been here every single day. Just open that locker room door, pick someone. They're a better opponent than Roman Reigns. So then Aldis has got him. And he says, all right, well, I see someone right in front of me. Kevin Owens, the match is on. Kevin is not happy. So I think we may be getting a Kevin heel turn, which is probably fine because we got a lot of baby faces now. The days where you had no baby faces in WWE, those days are over.
Hey, look, if Cody Rhodes is not going to be a part of the Bloodline scenario at Survivor Series, you only have a couple of months to lead to that, and you're going to have Randy Orton probably go out there and take an L against Gunther, so he won't be in a good mood. Then you're going to have Owens and Cody. Maybe that's when both Kevin Owens and Randy Orton turn on Cody Rhodes and you give him something and can play it that way, because remember, Randy Orton certainly made it seem, as he extended his hand of friendship to Cody Rhodes, that he's going to turn on him at some point.
All righty. We had we got a tournament going on for the tag team titles. We had A-Town Down versus Street Profits, which the Street Profits won. Then we had DIY versus Pretty Deadly, which DIY won. So next week it is Street Profits versus DIY. And the winners get the tag team championship match coming up at the Berlin show. LA Knight did a promo, and then he was confronted by Santos Escobar. So they did a Santos versus Andrade number one contenders match. That guy who said he was bored to tears by this show, he didn't watch this show. This match was freaking great. They had a great match. Carmelo ends up distracting Andrade, yanks him out of the way as Andrade goes for the double knees on Santos. Santos rolls up Andrade, pulls the tights, gets the pin. It is Santos going for the United States title against LA Knight. Excellent, excellent match. It was great. And then the main event was that return of Roman Reigns. Solo dares him to come out and get his beads back. This guy comes back, and he murders the Tongans. No Jacob Fatu, by the way. Nowhere to be seen. The Tongans had the tag belts. So he destroys these guys, just absolutely kills them, kills Solo with a Superman punch. Everyone bails, and the beads, which I've been informed are not beads.
They're not beads.
Someone told me they were phalanges, which actually are also fingers.
Ula Fala.
So he goes to get them, but he gets attacked again. The beads are rescued. They are given to Solo Sikoa.
Magic beads.
So now he must fight to get them back. And God, this guy was so ridiculously over. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
This was an excellent SmackDown.
Did you see Tama Tonga when he retrieved the Ula Fala?
Yes.
See him look at it?
Well, of course.
It's power.
It's going to be a 10-year. Yeah, it's like the Heritage Cup. Puts a spell on people. They can't live without it once they have it.
We've been talking about Tala Tonga. The former Hikuleo.
Yeah, where is Tala Tonga?
Well, not only him. Just to put it out there, have you heard anything? Because there was all that speculation, and we kind of knew the Tongans were signed, and we knew Jacob Fatu was signed. Is Zilla Fatu signed? Do you have any idea?
Zilla?
Yes.
You talking about Tala Tonga?
No. Another.
I have no idea.
Wrestles for GCW, does some other things, and there's been talk about, you know, him possibly, and again, I don't know how many people, look, we haven't even had a Bloodline Summit yet. At some point, I still have a belief that we're going to see every single possible family member from every point in history that's still alive at some point around a table as Roman and Rock go at it, but, you know, they've had great success with Jacob Fatu, and obviously the doors are down as far as anything that prevented him from getting in, so the way things are going, I wouldn't be surprised if there were more people, but I wasn't sure if that was actually true, that he was in their radar or already signed.
I'm sure everyone is in their radar. I don't know. But what's the hurry? We still don't have Tala.
You know who they could use over there? Because New Japan doesn't know what the hell to do with him, and AEW kind of fumbles him every time, too. They need a Samoan Islander to go over there. I want to see Jeff Cobb wreck shop over there. Look, if he's there, he would be a better person to watch wrestle than Tongaloa. I mean, sorry, Tonga.
I don't think Tongaloa is going to be doing a lot of wrestling. They figured that out a long time ago.
Well, he might be. It depends on what happens with this walking boot.
So we had Collision, which, you know, was an enjoyable show in a vacuum, but you did not need to watch it. Darby Allin and Hologram? Beat the Premier Athletes. It was fine. It was a wrestling match. I mean, it was all right. Deonna and Thunder Rosa, the bull rope match. Thunder Rosa won. They are now 3-2. So it was a very bloody match. I liked the match. They worked really hard. Had a pretty great match.
Can Hologram just wrestle all the luchadors and try to
build them? Nah, we've moved on now.
That's the problem. You know, people forget about Hoovy and Rey Mysterio and guys like that. Like, They got over because they kept wrecking these other guys and looking spectacular against people they could look spectacular against. And then people wanted to see them against others. And that's one of the big problems AEW has is, I don't want to say all these people are interchangeable because they're not. And they, at least they shouldn't be. But they just don't do a good job. They have a great job debuting them, making it a big deal. But then the consistency of trying to make something out of them, you end up in a situation like Hologram where he's probably going to be, you know, he could be just Rampage for life.
And we had the FTR Outrunners match, which I certainly enjoyed. That was a fun match. But it was FTR versus the Outrunners. The entire match, everybody was arguing about whether Acclaim should have to face FTR for the tag titles. I was just banging my head on the desk. I'm like, God help me.
I know.
But then they announced Bucks and Acclaim for the titles on Dynamite with one of their limited dates. I howled. We had clips of MJF and Fletcher. Literally, the storyline now is that Will is going to use the Tiger Driver on MJF at Wembley.
I hate this storyline.
It's the storyline,
brother. I hate the wrestler.
Told you it was coming.
Can't do the wrestling move. That's not even
well. Now we can do the
wrestling.
The
other
wrestling
moves, yeah, but I can't do it because morally I can't do it. Get out of here!
He almost killed poor Bryan Danielson. Now Bryan Danielson doesn't want a title match at Wembley.
Come on, Ospreay, make it like current events over here, okay? Pull that Austin Dillon and just to go plow through and take what's yours. Do what you got to do. Wreck out your own mother. Tiger drive your own mother. That's what it takes. Take that title.
If you love murder, if I got a match for you, Roosh beat Preston Vance.
Yes.
We had Swerve and Ishii for the, it was a eliminator match for the AEW title, one of those.
Why?
Yeah, Swerve beat him. It was all right. Like, it was fine. Like, it would, it was good. But because it was Swerve and Ishii, I was let down. I was like, they could have 1,000 times better match than this one here. And then the main event was House of Black Bang Bang Gang with Christian as ref. Of course, he screwed both teams. Gonna lead to a three-way. Probably have three ways for both the tag and the trios titles at Wembley. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Just got WrestleTix sending out the pre-sale info for WrestleDream. VIP Early Access Sale, Monday, August 12th. Oh, it already started. Well, there you go. Normal pre-sale will be this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. And the public on sale will be Friday, August 16th. And this is at the Tacoma Dome. It makes me sad.
You're not going?
I mean, I'll go, but like in Tacoma, and the Tacoma Dome is, quite frankly, a dump. I don't know why they're running there. I mean, the Climate Pledge Arena is, like, so far superior, it's not even funny.
But how much more expensive,
too? It probably is a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's October 12th at the Tacoma Dome, where I once wrestled, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, the Tacoma Dome Event Center, which is part of the Tacoma Dome. But there were not, you know, I don't know how many people sit there, but we packed the little building.
Yeah.
We did.
So a lot of people don't realize that about old wrestling when they're talking about, like, somebody that, you know, we sold out the Scope in Norfolk or something. And then you go in there, it's like, you're telling me, like, on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, you sold this thing out, and you find out, well, no, there was a adjacent hall that is a part of that. And technically, you ran the Scope. So it's the same thing. It's always kind of funny to you hear those stories about, you know, they were hanging from the rafters. It's like, yeah, because you were in there in a 15,000 seat building in a space that could fit 300 and you put five there.
All right, everybody, we got to wrap it up for today. No Filthy Tom show today. We're going to try and figure out where to do it later on this week. There's going to be some changes with school starting, pickup times, et cetera, et cetera. We'll figure it out. But a lot of stuff and more to come. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.